Okay, so I think we'll go ahead and go to our next caller. This is Tim. You've been waiting for quite a long time. You're calling to talk about cholesterol, I believe. How are you?
Yes, good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, let me run my numbers by real quick.
Yeah.
My lipid panel standard, 177. Cholesterol total is, cholesterol total is 177. Mm-hmm. HDL cholesterol, 63. Triglycerides, 58. LDL, 100. Now, I have a cardiologist.
Okay.
That wants to put me on a statin to lower the LDL. And, however, my other cholesterol is extremely good.
Right. Do you have other coexisting conditions that would make your cardiologist want to get your LDL lower than 100?
No, I had AFib, but uh-huh. that was self-inflicted.
Okay.
I talked politics, drank too much wine, and had too much caffeine.
I can see that happening.
And I told him, I said, listen, this is, my heart rate was 145. And I said, this is my fault. And so they put me on Eliquis uh-huh. for 6 months. And I yeah. said, I'm going to get off of them. And I had two cardiologists said, you're fine. You can get off of them.
Okay.
But,
great.
But I have, low thyroid. That's
okay.
It. But I have high blood pressure, but I take a pill for that a day.
Okay.
But no, not really.
Okay. So I would say that it's an aggressive policy to get the cholesterol, the LDL, lower than 100. I'd say typically that's just done if there's other real concerning factors for an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. So I'd be really curious for your provider to ask that person the question to see what their reasoning is, because 100 is usually very good. And your HDL, your good cholesterol is very good. It's hard to get it that level. So,
I have an appointment with them coming up at this end of this month.
Yeah.
And I got the statins, but I haven't taken them.
Okay.
And I just won't take statins unless there's no other alternative, because the side effects of statins is what, and I only got 25 years left to live, so come on. But so is there anything that I could take that would lower that LDL?
Yeah, there's actually a handful of different products that are good for cholesterol. I think probably the most common that we hear about is the red yeast rice extract. And though that does have a little bit of natural statin in it, so I don't usually go there first unless the cholesterol is super high and I need
to use
a little bit.
Well, I do take that.
Okay.
I take two BioLipitors.
Okay.
Because my cholesterol was high at one time, and my GP said, we want to get you on statins. And I said, let me try something. So I tried that, I've used it for 5 years.
Okay.
And that's lowered. I've taken two.
Okay.
Do you think I should increase it to the dosage that they're saying to take four?
You definitely could do that if your doctor has a good reason for you wanting your cholesterol lower. Yeah, you could definitely use a natural product too.
Now, could I take two in the morning, two at night, or take four at once?
No, you can definitely split that dosage up into two.
Okay.
And I'm seeing now, I see that it has CoQ10 in it as well. So I'm glad to see that. Yeah.
Yeah. I take a supplement CoQ10 also.
Okay.
Now, is there anything else that I should add to that to lower my LDL a little bit?
We actually, I believe, have to go to a break. Do you mind if I come back, Tim,
after
the
fine.
Break just to finish up with this? Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and take a
Thank
break
you.
And we'll be right back. Thank you. Thanks for holding, Tim. I appreciate that.
Okay.
So no I did pull up that product that you're taking, the BioLipitrol, to see what else is in there. So I see that there's a form of the non-flushing niacin that is inositol hexaniacinate in there too, which has been shown to lower cholesterol. So I'm glad though that you're taking extra CoQ10 because they only have 25 milligrams per two caps in there.
Yes,
so that's smart to be able to take a little bit extra. And then they have some green tea in there too, which is really nice. Not a super high amount, but a little bit, which is always a bonus. So as far as taking two capsules twice a day, it is definitely warranted that that's a possibility with the dosing that they have in there. But I know that you'll go through the bottle pretty fast because there's only 30 caps in a bottle. So that's something to consider. Maybe even if we're looking at other possibilities of other things that could be helpful that maybe you could use. In addition, there is really good research on plant sterols, and there's different companies that make plant sterols. One company that I've used, again, no affiliation with them, but Designs for Health, they have one that's called Foresterol. So F, so it's like forest, but Foresterol. So like forest and cholesterol combined.
And that was with Design who?
Designs for Health. And they're a great company. And then there's also another product that has pretty good research to help lower LDL and balance it with a good amount of HDL. And that's bergamot. And bergamot is from a citrus peel. And there's really good articles that you can find online about the research that's been done with that. And there are different companies that make it, like even Dr. Whitaker, who I know is a pretty popular writer. He has a product, but you'll see a lot of companies that have that.
How much should I take of that?
It comes in a 500 milligram capsule. And I would say typically that's where you start, is just with that 500 milligrams.
Well, that's perfect. You got a lot of people on hold, so I just want to thank you very much, and I enjoy your show, and you've given me a lot of good information, and have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy the sunshine.